Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, podcast audience. In particular, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Listen, we have a live podcast this morning. Again, normally on Tuesday mornings, I'm trying to go live, but I have to work tomorrow, so I switched it to today. In the future, I will keep you apprised of such changes. But nonetheless, let's talk postal. Well, if you're in Columbus, Ohio, the story I'm about to tell you, I received from conversations on the work floor. And the reason I want to say that is because some of it may not be exactly as it is, but this is what the talk is on our work floor. I don't know if everyone knows it, but there was a accident that happened over on the with maintenance over by our flat unit. Now, let me tell you something. This is why I said this is the common talk on the work floor and not from management. There was an individual who messed one of his fingers up, got it caught in the belt, and it chewed the skin off his finger. Now, as tragic as that is, I understand that maybe the individual who had this happen to him was not working safely. Maybe. Let me tell you why I say maybe. It seems to have been common knowledge from management and his peers that what he did when he hurt his hand, he does every day. Now, again, this is, and again, when I'm giving you stuff that hasn't been documented or proven through management, I like to say this is the talk that I'm hearing. And let me tell you, the talk that I'm hearing is usually 99% accurate. So the point I'm making is, if you remember last week when I posted do as I say, not as I do, and in that example, in that podcast, I gave you an example of the plant manager unsafely pulling, not pushing, a hand jack pretty much from his office, well, from the tour office. When I seen him, he had passed the SPSS. So he's pulling it a pretty good ways. But the point of the matter is, if management don't care about safety, it shows in how they supervise. Now, my understanding is the manner in which this maintenance employee worked was unsafe, but because it was efficient, management never corrected him and never stopped him. Now, why would you bring that up, Ken? Because as I say to the mail handlers on the platform, on the dock, you just keep right on pulling 3, 4, 5 pieces of equipment manually. While you do that, management loves you. But as soon as an accident hurt, management, first thing they're going to say is, you are working unsafely. Never mind that they knew it. Never mind that they condoned it on a daily basis. Now, you're going to answer for that because you were working unsafely. And let me tell you something. The bottom line is, you were definitely working unsafely. So I'm going to follow this maintenance story as close as I can, because management should not controvert this individual's claim. If you knew he had been working safely on a regular basis and you condoned it, well, continue to support him. But they're not going to, because an accident of that magnitude requires deeper answers. And which brings me to another topic. Getting those deeper answers, my understanding, because I'm not privy to such information from postal management, is that OSHA and postal headquarters will be in Columbus some days this week, most days this week. Well, let me tell you right now, I'm off today. But tomorrow when I go to work, if OSHA is there or headquarters is there, I'm going to try with every bone in my body to have a conversation with OSHA and headquarters and maybe let them see some things that I see that maybe they may find they want to adjust. Now, all employees, we have become very comfortable complaining to each other. You can complain to me, and I'm going to put an action plan in place. But again, that's an action plan being put in place. But if you have a complaint, and listen to me very carefully, because I'm not asking you to just bore OSHA or headquarters with stories in your mind. But if you have situations that are affecting the quality of your work life, or you understand that safety is not big to this organization, while OSHA and postal headquarters are walking around that building, that's an excellent opportunity to inform them on what's going on from your perspective. Because a lot of times we think they know, as in OSHA and headquarters, but they don't know. The things that happen in Columbus, again, if it's not for this platform or other platforms, how would they know? How would they know? So you've got an excellent opportunity to address OSHA and address postal headquarters, because the one thing I do know is if they are in our facility investigating another issue, and through conversation, they are advised or apprised of an additional issue, they're going to look at it also. Now, if you listen to postal management and shy away from them, then the only reason postal management in Columbus would not want you talking to OSHA or headquarters is because you're going to tell them something that Columbus, Ohio management has not informed OSHA or headquarters of. Okay, so while you see them walking around there, maybe for OSHA, I got a question for OSHA. If I see them in there tomorrow, I'm going to contact them. And that is, how do we pull equipment in our facility? Do you know every tour has got a different SOP? Some tours, you can hook a BMC up with the long walkie riders. Some tours, you can't. Some tours you can pull them from the front or the back. Some tours you can't. Some tours you have to pick up a BMC two at a time sideways. Some tours won't allow you. See, again, we have no kind of standardization when it comes to pulling equipment. Every tour has their own rules and regulations. Another question, if I was to be at work today or when I'm there tomorrow, if I see these personnel, I'm going to ask them about, because the Postal Service refuses to staff operations properly, what they are doing is causing way more mail to go into containers. They're causing containers to overload. And then people are having to pull 1,000 pounds or better of mail from a container away from the machine. Notice I did say pull. Now, I won't even raise this issue to our plant manager, because watching him pull a hand jack through the company means he's not aware or he don't care. So I'm going to move to the next higher element. Now, let me tell you this. If I don't get a chance to talk to OSHA and headquarters while they are here, have no worries. Because I'm going to write a letter to OSHA, and I'm going to describe the situation that goes on the apps machine on a daily basis on tour two and ask them for assistance. Now, before I go to OSHA and before postal management get their knickers in a knot, all you have to do is just staff your equipment right. That's all you got to do. And then the problem will take care of itself. But the reason I'm going to bring it up to OSHA is because I am more than aware that you have no plans on properly staffing the apps. So therefore, you're going to continue to leave one person taking care of 50 to 60 horse heads, sometimes 100 by themselves. And that in itself will create overweight containers to be pulled away from the apps. Hey, folks, while OSHA and headquarters are in your building, if you've got an issue, well, when they come by and speak to you, then you might want to say hello back and then go right into your issue, because they may tell you that they have to investigate what they're here for first, but they will listen and talk to you. So let's stop complaining to each other. This is an excellent opportunity for you to address some of the issues, unsafe issues that take place every day in our organization. But we complain to each other. Let's stop complaining to each other and start complaining to those who have the authority, the autonomy to actually make a change for you. And again, there's no need in talking to our plant manager, our plant manager, because his actions already prove that he don't really care. So why waste your breath talking to him? But if you talk to OSHA, occupational self safety and health, they're going to do something. They're going to look into it. They're going to write something up for you. So if you're scared to talk to them, you email me at kennethhodge@mpmhu304.com. Send me your questions because I am not acquainted with that spirit of fear. Now, again, a lot of people look at me not fearing individuals at work. They look at that as I'm a troublemaker. Well, let me tell you something. I understand our contract. I understand that most people in that building, Columbus, Ohio, know the contract but don't abide by it. I do understand that, and we got to change that. If we're going to be strong, then we have to understand that we have to give up some things in order to stay in contract compliance. Now, again, this podcast this morning is only intended to wake Columbus, Ohio up to the fact that you're going to have visitors in your building, in our building this week. And the people coming in the building this week are people who are in position to really address your issues with substance, not with a town hall meeting or a video show. Because that seems to be the answer in Columbus to everything. Hey, let's have a town hall meeting. Oh, let me get more videographies. And stop with that nonsense, man, and let's address the issues that the employees have with substance. With substance, that's what I'm trying to say. So, OSHA headquarters, again, I keep reiterating this message because I need Columbus, Ohio to step up to the plate. Once again, if you got a bat in your hand, and what I mean by if you have a bat in your hand, if you have a legitimate reason to talk to these folks, then by all means, make an effort to see them and to talk to them. Because I'm telling you, when the agency intentionally hinders you from talking to OSHA and from talking to headquarters, the only reason they hinder you is because you're going to tell them something that the Postal Service is not doing or you have an issue with, and the Postal Service of Columbus, Ohio management do not want you talking to forces outside of their building, because most of the things that you're going to tell them, Columbus, Ohio has not even brought to their attention. And when you talk to headquarters, one other issue that I'm experiencing, and if I'm experiencing it, I'm sure you are as well. What is up with postal management making arbitrary decisions to change clock rings? Folks, every week, start asking for copies of your clock rings and watch the little changes that the Postal Service makes to your work hours. Okay? Anybody thinks I'm just making up situations, please, I'm not. Have you ever noticed some days you might call in for LWAP, but you come to work, they took your leave? Or you come in on overtime and leave early, instead of paying you your overtime, they adjust your schedule to 8 hours. Well, that's not correct, folks. And sometimes if we don't track our hours on a daily basis, these kind of small changes, you never realize, but it's taking place on a widespread basis. Now, I will contact OSHA about the safety issues on the apps. I'm going to contact the Department of Labor about postal management arbitrarily changing clock rings. So if you see headquarters today, you might want to mention it to them. So when labor contacts them, the labor board, excuse me, contacts them, they are already aware of what the conversation is going to be. Last but not least, everyone work safe today. Have a great day. And listen, If you ever need the help of Kenny Hodge for anything, contact me at Kenneth Hodge at National Postal Mail Handlers Union, NPMHU304.com. That's where I'm receiving all requests for assistance. Have a great day, and remember, work safe so we can return tomorrow.